Jim Thompson was elected as Hopkins County Treasurer in the November general election last week, and I talked with Thompson Monday night.
Well, Jim, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you. I was optimistic the entire way. Didn't have anything to credit that to, but I just had a good feeling that my values were the values of the people of Hopkins County, and fortunately for me, it turned out that way, and I had a decisive victory, and I'm very happy.
After your big lead in the early voting, I didn't know if it would begin to whittle away, but actually it looked like you built on it throughout the evening.
Yeah, if I remember right, early voting came in at 56.62, and by the time the evening was over, I was almost at 58%. So lost a couple of boxes, which didn't surprise me. And, of course, you never know which ones and by how much. But the vast majority of the boxes in Hopkins County went my way, and I'm extremely thankful for the support of all the people.
What are your plans for the department and being the treasurer? Any plans, Don, I
pray every time I pray that the Lord will enable me to be an excellent county treasurer, and I'm going to do the very best I can to provide the three things that I talked about in my campaign: accuracy, transparency, and accountability. And what that means is I'm never going to forget that I work for the people. I work with the other elected officials, but I work for the people. And anybody that wants to is going to be able to come to me and sit down across the desk from me and ask me what they want to know about the county's finances and how much is in this account or that account or whatever. And then, of course, accuracy, because if you don't have accuracy in financial matters, you don't have anything at all. So it's going to be that kind of an operation. I will welcome questions from anybody at any time. And there are some changes that are being made in the structure of the county government even before I take office. So you can't really credit me with those, but the commissioners and the county judge have decided to rearrange some things. So some of the things that our current county treasurer is having to handle now are actually going to be placed in another department. So I'm going to be one of, not the only one, but one of the primary watchdogs to make sure that the rules are being followed. And as long as the rules are being followed, I'm going to be there to serve the people and to support the other elected officials and department heads.
I may be wrong about it. I've always thought that one of the functions would be to take county funds and try to invest them in such a way to make money. Is that part of it?
In the past, the county treasurer has been designated by the commissioner's court as the chief investment officer, which simply means you track that kind of thing. And if you have money that should be invested, that it gets invested in one of the funds that is approved by the legislature. You can't just go hog wild with it. There are very restrictive list of places where you can put that money. They're all very highly secure, predictable. Of course, they don't have the risk, so they don't have the potential return. But that money is not in danger if it's invested in one of those. And one of the responsibilities is to keep track of which one is the best one for us right now, based on how much money it is and how long we expect it to be invested before we have to pull it out and use it. So yes, that is one of the functions if the commissioner's court chooses to designate me, and there's no reason why they should not, as far as I know.
KSST News.